This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday morning. And that music a little online tells me Tasca King is in the house to talk to us this morning about ADX Digital Communications. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. She's got her yellow on. I got to find out about all of this. What's going on?
Well, you know, our sister station, Cat Country, has a big event tonight at the Sand Shaker.
Well, tell us about it. I want to hear about this.
Well, country music artist Russell Dickerson's going to be here. We're really excited
about that.
And we're actually going to be celebrating RD Gras at the Shaker.
Okay.
So come on out. He's got a show. Starts at 6 o'clock. Would love for y'all to.
Is it free?
It's a free show.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, come on out.
I'll be there.
All right.
Come meet me.
And everybody's be wearing their yellow.
Ask me your digital questions when you're there. Look for me, my name tag, everything.
She is just up to go, I'm telling y'all. She's looking like sunshine this morning. So I had to ask. So this beginning of the month, and we had talked about that this is always a good time to kind of talk about what is digital advertising.
So this is the time of the month we're just going to kind of do the new, not new, but just informational, what are the basics? Mm-hmm. Here are the basics. Okay. So people ask us, you know, how does the digital advertising work? And I'm going to tell you that every campaign starts with advertising, targeting strategies.
Mm-hmm.
The first, very first strategy that we start with is always going to be your geography. Where do you want your ads to be served? Where is your coverage area for your clientele? Are you one of the businesses that gets all of your business from a 5-mile radius from your location?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you, would you cater to work with anyone in the county? Would you cater to work with anyone in the 2 or 3 county area? That is strictly up to you. You know where your business comes from. You know where you want your business to come from. And that's where we're going to start, with that geography. So we're always going to lay in that geography first with every campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from that point, we have different campaign strategies for different products. But for most of our products, the 4 main campaign strategies or targeting strategies are as follows. First of all, you have behavioral targeting. And that is when we look at the consumer's online and offline behavior. You know, what are they looking for when they're online? That's the different things they're looking at. You know, are they just browsing around different retailers?
Mm-hmm.
Are they looking for an attorney?
Are they shopping
for shoes?
A specific
product. Whatever that is. We're going to start there. Then that's their online behaviors. Then their offline behaviors. And most of them, when they go somewhere, they have their phone with them. Guess what? When they stop somewhere, we kind of know where they're stopping. You know, are they stopping at a doctor's office? Are they stopping at, at a fast food restaurant? Are they stopping at a high-end restaurant? Are they stopping at the mall? That's one of their offline behaviors. So we do a combo of the online and offline behaviors. And we come up with a list of behavior categories that match your perfect prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's behaviors. And, of course, now these can run across all devices. It's not just cell phones.
Okay.
It's going to, you know, it could be if they're on a PC or if they are on a laptop or if they're on a tablet or if they're on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter which one of the devices they're on, we group them all together. And then we start finding those behaviors that work for your business category.
Which is so smart. I mean, we couldn't do that before.
It is. It's perfect. Okay, the next one would be keywords.
Mm-hmm.
And that is if someone actually searched for something, where they've gone online and said, or on their phone, restaurant near me,
mm-hmm.
fast food restaurant near me, pizza near me, Italian restaurant near me, seafood restaurant near me. You know, whatever it is that you're hungry for, if you've searched it, then and an advertiser has one of those keywords listed, then they're going to pop up. That advertiser is going to pop up.
Mm-hmm. And you can set that up for one of your clients.
Exactly.
I just think that is the way to go.
Exactly.
Really.
So it could be divorce attorney. It could be
exercise.
Dermatologist.
Where's a good gym?
Right. I mean, there's, whatever someone would search for, we're going to pull a list of keywords that match your business category. And then when someone searches one of those keywords or a phrase that matches, then they're going to see your ad.
That's phenomenal.
Right. So, okay, that's two of them. Now, mm-hmm. the next one's going to be artificial intelligence.
Okay.
And artificial intelligence is using machine learning to find prospects who otherwise are have been missed. Now, maybe they're inside that geographic area that you want, but they haven't actually been shopping for a car, but maybe they've, you know, been browsing around the internet and maybe looked at one, maybe looked at or read an article mm-hmm. about the new, I don't know, F-150 or right. whatever. So they haven't shown that they are in the market for a car, but we know there's some kind of interest there.
So they haven't clicked all the way through to
right.
so like a dealer's website
exactly.
that they've been searching.
Exactly. They've been spending some kind of time doing something that makes us think, they might be a prospect as well.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, AI is one of my favorite targeting strategies because especially for a longer-term campaign, the longer that AI works for you, the better and harder it works for you and the more real prospects it can find for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we've talked about behaviors. We have talked about keywords. We have talked about artificial intelligence, and that's using machine learning to find people that otherwise we have missed. And then the last one would be, it's not the last one, excuse me, the last main one
mm-hmm.
is going to be website retargeting. Now, say someone has gone to your website and they didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe they haven't matched one of our other criteria, but they still went to your website and we've shown them an ad, but they didn't do anything. So we're going to then go back and show them an ad and try to get them to go back to your website.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's website retargeting. And that's
so it's retargeting it a second time.
Gotcha. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So we've shown them an ad and they didn't do anything, but then they went to your website and they still didn't do anything. And then we follow them around and try to get them back to your website.
I'm exhausted. But the great news is it's all
digital.
I don't have to do the running around.
Can you imagine if you're in your car just chasing these people around?
Trying to get them. Yeah, no, seriously.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the four main ones.
Okay.
So we've got behaviors. We've got AI. We've got retargeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got keywords. Now, here's a couple other targeting strategies. These aren't available on every one of our products, but are on a good number of our products. So, again, if any of these strategies interest you, please call us and let us sit down and meet with you and educate you on all the different products and what strategies go with what products.
And what's the number?
850-262-6000.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, the next group would be geofencing. You've heard the word geofencing, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. I have.
Geofencing and geo-retargeting go hand in hand. Geofencing is when we draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather. Okay? That place can be a store.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a neighborhood. It can be an intersection.
Baseball stadium?
It could be the baseball stadium.
Pensacola Bay Center,
exactly,
something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. A place where people gather. Just to give you an example, and it doesn't have to be something as small as a store or a building,
mm-hmm.
even though we've used that as an example. Anywhere from a tenth of a mile to 5 miles.
So it could be the beach, for example.
Exactly. And I've done that. I've done campaigns out at the beach where I have picked a place maybe at the core of the beach mm-hmm. and then another place like around Portofino.
Right.
And then gone out 3 to 5 miles or 5 miles. You really need, because the beach, I believe our business district is 8 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've done that on both sides so that we cover the whole beach.
Right.
I've also done it downtown. When someone wants to target people that go downtown, especially like if they like to go to gallery night. So I'll start with vinyl and go out 5 miles
or three miles.
Mm-hmm. And that way that covers people coming in and out of downtown, you know, over the course of three months or longer.
Mm-hmm. And what is that called again?
That is geofencing.
Okay, we're going to stop there on geofencing. Okay. Take a quick break here, and we'll come back because I know you have more to tell us about all of this. Talking with Tessica King about ADX Digital and some options you have for marketing and advertising right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a question for Tessica? 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Tessica King about ADX Digital. If you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. So right before the break, we were talking about geofencing.
Mm-hmm. So the way geofencing works, again, is if when someone is inside that fence, if they have got their phone on and they look at their phone, they have a chance to see your ad.
Excellent. Okay. That works for me.
The phone has to be on. But we also know when they leave the fence, we can follow them out.
Really?
Yes.
So how does that work?
Well, it's just because we have captured the ID of their phone.
Uh-huh.
And then again, follow them out. But then you can hit across other devices as well.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's all connected.
It's amazing. It's all connected. It's amazing.
And, you know, chances are you've been geofenced. As a consumer,
okay,
someone has probably sent an ad to you because of a place that you've physically visited.
No question about it. Know I've gotten that.
Whether it's a restaurant or whether it's, what's the worst is Lowe's and Home Depot. Don't think for a minute they don't geofence each other all the time.
Oh, for sure. Yes, for sure, because I get
all
both.
All the time.
Yes, that's true. So true.
So, yeah. Okay, so that's geofencing. And then, of course, you've got geo-retargeting. That is, like I said, once your phone has been identified as being inside the fence, then you're retargeted when you leave the fence.
I just think that's the neatest thing. Really?
And really, if you match the criteria of whoever the advertiser is, then chances are what you're seeing is going to be relative to you, which is a really big deal. I mean, so many surveys have shown that as consumers, we don't want to see advertising that's not relative, that we're not in the market for. Mm-hmm. But if we are in the market for it, then yeah, we don't mind seeing those ads.
It actually could be helpful. You might actually be looking for something.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, the next one, real quick, is geoframing.
Okay, so that's different from...
Geoframing is a really cool process, and this actually is kind of its own campaign.
It's different from geofencing.
It's different from geofencing, and that's when we can go back in time and capture the phones that attended an event.
Wow.
So we can go back up to 6 months. So, for example, say you are a Western wear store, and you want country music fans that go to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think would be the perfect place to geofence? A country concert at the Wharf.
Yes.
Or one at the Bay Center if we were to have one at the Bay. Or tonight.
Tonight, yes. Mention that again.
The great thing about geoframing is, again, you can go back in time up to 6 months. So we could, it's kind of starting to push it, going back to catch any of the Wharf shows that happened last year. But that's definitely something that can be done. We can go back and try to, pull the information from the folks that were at a show up to 6 months ago and advertise just to those people.
Very smart.
Another really cool product that we have. Okay, last but not least on the targeting strategies is going to be custom audience matching. So if you have a list of prospects, and it doesn't have to be your current customer list, you've already got your current customers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about for new customers. If you got a good prospect list, then we could start with that list and match it up with as we do the advertising.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of a process to that. So when we have a meeting with you, we'll go into that more in more detail. But if you have a list, like I said, a good prospect list, and you really want to reach those people, then let's talk about any of these campaigns that we can use custom audience matching and custom audience lookalike. The custom audience lookalike is going to be kind of like AI, but kind of not, but kind of.
Okay, you lost me.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I don't mean to be confusing.
That's okay.
But those are our targeting strategies.
Gotcha.
But the first four are the main ones that we use in almost every campaign. And again, geography is the number one that we use in every single campaign.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's very specific. And the days of throwing up a billboard and hoping for the best that someone might see it that's interested are long gone.
And you know what? If you have one of those businesses that you know, 80 to 90% of your clientele comes from 5 to 10 miles of your physical business, why do you need to be advertising in all four all three counties mm-hmm. or four counties, mm-hmm. you know, like you would be on some other mediums? The best thing to do is to reach the people who are most likely to be your client.
So you've been doing this a long time now. And so when you're sitting down with a client and you're trying to figure out what's going to be best for them, what combination have you seen some of the most success with?
As far as the strategies?
Yeah, some of the strategies or combination of strategies that work well together.
Usually behavior in AI or keyword in AI.
Okay.
And it just depends on what your business is as to which one takes precedence over the other.
Uh-huh.
But it's usually both of those work well with AI.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, so we have all these different strategies mm-hmm. and possibilities. So if someone is interested to actually get into ADX and start finding out about digital marketing and advertising, who do they contact? What's the number?
They call here, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will then connect you with one of our digital experts who can sit down with you. Again, that first meeting is just strictly an educational meeting. It is not a sales pitch. It is a let me learn about digital and how it can work for my business kind of meeting.
Okay, so that is the beginning. We're going to come back in just a few minutes to give you a few more tips. We're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for Tasca, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Tasca King is here talking expertly about digital radio and how you can advertise. So a few more products to talk about this morning.
Digital marketing.
Digital marketing.
So we've been talking about this.
The language strategies,
right?
Digital
We've been
marketing.
Talking about the strategies. Now let's talk real quickly about the products. You've got three main types of ads that we can run through all of our digital products. The first one being display ads, the second one being video ads, and the third one being online audio. Online audio is a product all to itself, very similar. I mean, it's like a radio commercial. And the only difference is it's going to play on Spotify and the different podcast servers and platforms that are out there, music platforms and podcast platforms.
Okay. So, now, does that include Amazon as well, or is that a different?
Amazon's different.
Okay, yeah, totally different.
I'll get
okay.
to that in a second.
Okay.
So that's where online audio is going to be. We've got a whole list of different.
I gotcha.
That's starting with Spotify.
Okay.
About everything but Pandora, actually.
Okay.
We don't have Pandora.
We have Spotify.
We have Spotify, though. Okay, so now let's talk about the display ads. Those are your static ads, or they can be a GIF ad mm-hmm. Or GIF ad, and I never can remember which one it is. But anyway.
We know what you're talking about.
Right, exactly. So we have a targeted display. We have native ads. That's a little different. I talked about that last week when mm-hmm. we talked about the subliminal stuff. We have mobile conquesting that can use a display. Amazon has, we have display, social mirror, and then with video. Video, we have OTT is our main product for video. Now, basically, that's like buying television ads to run in your streaming platform.
So what does OTT stand for?
Over the top.
Over the top. Okay.
That means over the top of broadcast television.
Okay.
So we also have online video. We have Amazon Video that includes Amazon Prime.
That's pretty, yep, pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. You can do some video within social, and then our social products are Facebook and Instagram. Or we also have Social Mirror, which is turning your social post into an ad and running it off the social platform.
Well, I love that, because so if you have an event at your place or you have something you want to promote or photograph,
exactly.
that kind of thing, of a product.
Don't limit yourself to just the people that are on the social platforms. Mm-hmm. Let's get to everybody. So we've got all these different products, and we've got these great targeting strategies so that we can get your product in front of your prospect and not waste it on anybody else who would not be your prospect.
Sounds pretty smart to me.
It's pretty cool.
Well, it's certainly economic, because now you know your dollars are going to exactly who you want to reach.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly who you
want to reach. And you don't have all that, you don't have all that waste.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So who do we contact?
We contact Jeff Wayne, and the number is 850-262-6000. And he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll sit down and go over all this stuff with you in detail and answer all of your questions.
All right. And if you want to ask Tasca a question, she's going to be at the concert tonight.
See me tonight at the Sandshaker.
And who's playing again?
Russell Dickerson.
All right, with Cat Country, our sister station. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.